Dr. Mary Lee Fullerton. Minister, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you.
Well, listen, long-term care certainly has been in the news with COVID-19, and that forced, I think, all of us to take a really hard look at how we deal with this very, very important sector in our community. And yesterday, the premier made an announcement. So tell us about that and how the government is going to follow up with it.
Thank you, Lauren. And, you know, this has been our commitment since we came to govern in 2018, to put our most vulnerable people as a priority. That was a commitment for building new spaces for long-term care. But along with that, obviously, we have to put staffing. And so this new commitment is to improve the quality of care for our long-term care residents and staff. And it is 4 hours of, on average, of direct care per day per resident. And it will be provided through personal support workers and nurses. And we're setting hard targets on an annual basis to get to the number that we believe is tens of thousands of new staff for our long-term care homes to address not only the crises that was pre-existing for many, many years, but also the aging population and obviously the issues surrounding COVID, which, as you mentioned, really laid bare the cracks in the system that had been very long-standing. And so we have a two-pronged approach. One is to stabilize staffing over the longer term and address the numbers that are vulnerable people aging in our community that will need long-term care, whether it's in a long-term care home or whether it's in one of our innovative programs through community paramedics, long-term care at home. But so understanding that the long-term stabilization is critical, but also we're dealing with the COVID-19 emergency staffing situation and stabilizing our homes on that front too. But this is unprecedented. It will create the four hours on average of direct patient care per day will be unprecedented in Ontario. Other governments have put this on the table but never done it. But this will make Ontario the leader amongst Canadian provinces in protecting our most vulnerable people in Ontario. So it will be an across ministry effort, because not only do we have to deal with the long-standing shortage that was pre-existing before COVID, but address the rise in numbers of our most aged people in the community right now and for the next, 15, 20 years. So this is something that will require all of us to work together. It is an ambitious plan, and as I said, tens of thousands of new personal support workers, registered practical nurses, and registered nurses. It is the most definitive improvement to long-term care in the history of Ontario.
Well, it's certainly great to hear that 4 hours, which is, as the premier said, I guess the gold standard around the world, if it can be met. The question is, are you going to be able to get in the next few years enough people to want to do this job? And does it not require kind of raising the amount of money a personal support worker receives on an hourly or yearly basis?
Yes, and that's certainly one aspect. And we put forward the pandemic pay increase of $4 per hour for PSWs in long-term care. And we also put the temporary wage increase of $3 per hour until the end of March, understanding that we do have information coming from not only the independent commission, but also the advisory panel, the expert advisory panel that we had on staffing. And so we know that not only does that pay make a difference, but also the environment and the conditions in which our long-term care workforce diligently works and devoted to our long-term care residents. And we want to make sure that they are valued and that we create an environment where they want to work. We know that about half the personal support workers that go through a training program will leave before the end of the training. And of the half that do get through the training, half of those will be gone within 2 years.
Wow.
So clearly we have to change the environment that they're in. We need to make sure that they are supported and valued. And I think our overall outlook for long-term care is really one of innovation. We need to create more teamwork, more research, bring people in and ask them what it is that would help them stay and understand how we create career opportunities for them. But this will be a multi-ministry approach, multiple levels of government, our academic institutions, our colleges, our universities. So this is, it is very ambitious, but there's an imperative. And we can't step away from that. We have to confront that imperative, and that's what we're doing.
Would we have been doing this, though, if not for the COVID-19 and what it showed us about the situation in long-term care? I know you said, of course, your government wanted to work on long-term care. I mean, I'm certainly, as soon as you took over the portfolio, you would have seen, if you didn't know already, the issues in this industry. But would we have been talking about this today if not for COVID-19?
Well, COVID-19 definitely amplified the issue, but I was a family doctor for almost 30 years and started my career in long-term care, so I was very aware of the shortcomings that had really accelerated in the last 10 years. And so really, I've been advocating for a very long time about long-term care and the need for more personal support workers. And so with the Ministry of Long-Term Care, we listened in the summer of 2019 when we were first created as a standalone dedicated ministry. We listened across the sector and we heard the staffing was in crisis and had been for years. And so we began to act to address that issue, not knowing that COVID was coming in the spring, but knowing that there was imperative to do that. So there was not only an immediate, urgent approach, but obviously amplified by COVID in a much more significant way. And certainly my thoughts and heart goes out to everyone who has been impacted by that. It is a tragedy. We have to make things better. And that's what I'm here to do. That's what our government is committed to do. And that's why, you know, those 4 hours of, on average, of direct resident care per day is so critical. This is a profound improvement. And other governments have put this on the table, as I said, but they never implemented it. And we have hard targets to achieve that. We're committed to doing this. And it will take tens of thousands of new workers, whether it's PSWs or nurses or registered practical nurses. We also have plans to shore up our homes on an urgent basis, and we've been doing that continuously since in our preparation plans, and not alone as a ministry, working with the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Colleges and Universities, Ministry of Labor. So this has been ongoing, and you're quite right, it was pre-existing.
Your government also, the premier also announced 1,280 new long-term beds by 2022. I guess the problem with the long-term bed is you need to have a facility to have the bed in, right? And a lot of that requires construction and so on and so forth. So it's not an overnight process. And then, yes, we have this massive cohort of boomers who are going to require this, but then the population dwindles. And so we don't want to have endless empty beds 30 or 40 years down the road. So it's an amazingly difficult and complicated situation, isn't it, Minister?
It sure is, and I appreciate your insight on that. And that's why we need many innovative programs. And so, again, we're working with the Ministry of Health on some of the efforts. We understand the need for more day programs, more respite care, and also really looking at how we can help people stay in their own homes longer. We announced on Friday a community paramedicine pilot program in 5 areas so that people that would otherwise have to be on the list for long-term care or going to long-term care can stay in their homes with a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week support in combination with other supports like home care. So we have to be innovative, and this is a cross-government effort. But the building the physical capacity, we know that up to 90% of some people, a resident in long-term care homes, have some degree of dementia. Yeah. And so this is a major issue that we need to provide the appropriate setting for these vulnerable people. And that's what we're doing, building the capacity, building the staffing, creating the innovative programs, using the resources that we have at hand, as well as developing new human resources as well. So there are many parts to this, and you've hit that bang on.
Okay, before we let you go, because I know you're obviously quite busy, we're going to speak to the warden of Hastings County in just a few minutes. Hastings County operates two long-term care facilities. Is it, in your opinion, still, should it still be the job of the counties and communities to operate these homes, or should this be a provincial operation where the province really looks after long-term care?
So the background on that is by law, a number of years ago, each municipality in Ontario was required to have a long-term care home and operate a long-term care home. And what we've seen really is some municipalities struggling to deal with the escalation in costs associated with this, or the complexity of residents, which really has been amplified in the last number of years. We need to be hearing from our municipalities, which we've done as soon as we became a ministry in September of 2019. We listened to the municipal partners, and we see very much this as a partnership, and that's why we're looking at engaging with the municipal partners with either the community paramedic programs, which is 100% funded provincially for the long-term care at home programs, and understanding the needs of those municipal partners. But we flowed, just recently at the beginning of October, we announced the $540 million to help the operations of our long-term care homes, whether that's in staffing or infection prevention and control. And that was on top of the $461 million that we put out for the support, personal support worker pay increases, and on top of the $253 million that we put out on an emergency basis at the beginning of wave one. And so we've been working all along to work with our municipal partners and the partners across the sector, and listening to their needs and addressing those. So this is ongoing. We have to find our way forward. It is an aging of our population that we've never seen in modern history. And so it's going to take all hands on deck, and everyone will need to do what they can. But I believe that this crisis, this tragedy of COVID-19, has shone the light on the shortcomings that were growing over many, many years. And now our government is committing to fixing a neglected and broken system.
Well, as you said yourself, this is going to be transparent. We're all going to be watching. We want to make sure this happens because we love our people in care, and they need as much care as possible. So we'll be on it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the time today.